for the JFK assassination. So how was it possible that such an insignificant misfit could bring down the most powerful man in the world at the height of his power and popularity? Truly, the JFK assassination was a watershed event in United States history. The instant rifle fire broke out on that sunny November day in Dallas, the innocence of the post-war prosperity and optimism of the Eisenhower years died for good. President Lyndon Baines Johnson was sworn into office before Air Force One departed Dallas that day for Washington. After JFK's death, Johnson led the nation into the dark days of Vietnam, proclaiming the necessity of a war JFK had already decided to abandon. The 1960s, after JFK's death, was marked by anti-war protests, urban racial riots, the feminist revolution, and the rise of a new sexuality, and an upheaval in economics and politics that questioned whether the United States could and would provide social and economic justice for all U.S. citizens, let alone for peoples of other nations striving to achieve their own freedom in their homelands. Almost from the first hour after the Warren Commission delivered its final report to President Johnson on September 24, 1964, critics began to raise serious considerations that the commission was a whitewash. Contrary to the impression given the public, the Warren Commission was not unanimous in its conclusion Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin. U.S. Senator Richard Russell Jr., a Democrat and member of the Warren Commission, in the final session of the commission on September 18, 1964, led a group of three dissenting members that included himself, Senator John Sherman Cooper, a Republican from Kentucky with a reputation for his independent views, and Representative Hale Boggs, a Democrat from Louisiana, who was then serving as Majority Whip of the U.S. House of Representatives. Russell, Cooper, and Boggs wanted to file a separate dissenting opinion, stating that the available evidence was incomplete and did not rule out Lee Harvey Oswald as being part of a conspiracy to assassinate JFK. Ultimately, the dissenters accepted the final report with minor changes, but only after Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren insisted the final report needed to be unanimous. Later, Russell was shocked to find out that of the 13 executive sessions held by the Warren Commission, the one where the objections were made was the only session that had not been transcribed. Instead, all that was published were brief minutes of the meeting that left out any mention of the disagreement. On November 20, 1966, in an interview published in the Atlanta Constitution, Russell made clear that he could not agree with certainty that Oswald had acted alone. In a television interview given on January 19, 1970, less than a year before his death, Russell again proclaimed his doubts about the Warren Commission's conclusion. While conceding he did not have the slightest doubt that Oswald fired the fatal shots, Russell made clear that he never believed that Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated President Kennedy without at least some encouragement from others. To this, Russell added, "I think someone else worked with him." Was it possible the Warren Commission was designed from the beginning not to solve the crime, but to cover up a malignant conspiracy that reached the topmost levels of government, possibly involving even LBJ himself? In a 2003 Gallup poll, three-quarters of Americans, fully 75%, responded that they believed Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone. Was it possible JFK's assassination was not the psychologically disturbed act of a lone gunman, but a sophisticated coup d'etat callously orchestrated and professionally accomplished to advance political ambition, changing forever the destiny of the nation? Now, 50 years after the assassination, despite repeated efforts by the U.S. Congress to force full disclosure, the CIA and other U.S. agencies continue to lock away hundreds of thousands of documents in secret files. To maintain the shroud of secrecy over the JFK assassination a half century after the event is a disgrace for a nation that proclaims values of truth and justice. In 2013, the government continues to suppress key documents regarding the JFK assassination, which reinforces the suspicion that there remains some deep, dark, disturbing truth that would be more than the American people